Good evening, everybody. I declare the Ordinary Council meeting of Tuesday, the 27th of August 2019, open. And in opening the meeting, I'd like to respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people, and pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. It truly is a privilege to be meeting on their land. CEO, I've got the prayer there, please.
Thank you, Chair Commissioner. Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for the city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, CEO. Do we have any apologies?
No, Chair Commissioner.
Thank you, CEO. Now, question time for the public notification of deputations and public engagement generally. CEO, I understand that we do have a question from a Mr. Tony Ransom of 453 Murray Street, West Perth. Mr. Ransom, would you like to come forward and ask your question, please? Okay, thank you. So the CEO will read it on your behalf, sir. Thank you.
Chair Commissioner, the email reads, significant heritage listing of 1930 interwar modest Art Deco Milligan Hostel at 453 Murray Street. And there's a series of questions or comments. Would the City of Perth or National Trust be the most responsible bodies to ensure the replications of the original furnishings can be electronically regenerated in mint restored condition? Next question, and how many sets of furnishings would be required to be kept as they were custom made in either right hand or left hand set wardrobes and sideboards? As I was advised, this is a comment, that all the furniture would be dumped. This I took to mean none of the original furniture would be restored to be replicated electronically. Is this meaning correct as a question? On what date was the demolition approved and what were the circumstances that led to the demolition being approved? As the City of Perth has Milligan Hostel registered for long-term residential, should the residents be entitled to 60 days notice to vacate as normal long-term residents? Or are these residents of up to 91 years of age in fragile condition resident for up to 30 years according to council's records? Or do these people not qualify for Residential Tenancy Act protection? If not, why not? Admission to nursing homes can be $400,000 for just a private room. So that was the questions and comments, and my understanding is our manager of planning is able to answer that.
Thank you, CEO. So, Mr. Farley, you're able to respond to some of those questions? Margaret Smith. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Commissioner, and through the Chair, I'll attempt to answer them the best I can. The redevelopment of the site that contains both the Milligan Hostel and the Pearl Villa Heritage Buildings was approved by the City of Perth Local Development Assessment Panel in July 2018. That included the partial demolition of the Milligan Hostel and the adaptive reuse and conservation of the heritage buildings on the site. It also included the development of two new buildings, a 36-level hotel building and also a office and residential building. The decision of the Development Assessment Panel was informed by the applicant submitting a heritage impact statement. It was also done in consultation with the Department of Lands, Planning, Lands and Heritage, and our own Design Advisory Committee. And those bodies and panels informed the extent to which the Milligan Hostel would be retained and adaptively reused and incorporated into the overall development. The retention of the furnishings of the building was not discussed or required. It was the heritage fabric of the buildings which was considered to be significant. The conditions of approval do require archival records to be undertaken prior to any partial demolition of the building, and that would incorporate photographic evidence and even video evidence of the building containing those custom-made furnishings. There is no requirement to otherwise retain the furnishings or to restore them or replicate them in any way. So hopefully that covers the issue of the furnishings of the building. In terms of the notice given to the long-term residents of the hostel, the city is not responsible for the residential tenancy agreements that affect that particular hostel. So that would be a matter that would have to be directed to the owner or the owner's property manager in terms of the rights and protections of those particular residents.
Thanks, Mr. Smith. Mr. Ranson, did you get all that? Yes, certainly. Please come forward, though, if you're going to ask a question. Thank you.
In these days, when you've got so many young people suiciding, they've got their queen-size beds and the largest bedroom in the house. If only they realised that people survive for years in these places half the size of their own bedroom.
Hmm.
If they appreciated what they had.
Yes.
But there's nothing to compare them to.
Hmm.
Well, they know they've got something bigger, better.
Hmm.
But so if those rooms were preserved, the rooms themselves, the restaurant, put a restaurant on the entire top floor. The joists have been there for 90 years to take another floor.
Hmm.
They have a far better restaurant. And young people could actually see how people lived for these years before.
Hmm. That's certainly very interesting proposals, Mr. Ranson. Thank you very much.
And in 10 years' time, they'll say, that was built 100 years ago.
Yeah. Thank you. Point taken. Point well taken. Okay, so have any other members of the gallery that would like to engage with the commissioners and staff? None? Okay, thank you very much. Well, we move on to members on leave of absence or applications for leave of absence. Commissioners McMath and Kosova, do you have any applications? Thank you. Okay, then we can move on to the confirmation of the minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting of the 30th of July 2019. Is anybody prepared to move that these minutes be received as a true and correct record?
So moved, Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner McMath. Seconding?
Through you, Mr. Chair, Commissioner, I'm happy to second if required.
Thank you very much. I'll now put the motion. Those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you. Disclosure of members' interests. Are there? I have not been given any disclosure notices. Certainly none on my part. Any from yourself?
No, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, now just some announcements on behalf of the Chair. Firstly, some good news. Welcome to our brand new General Manager of the Community Development Alliance, Anne Banks McAllister. Welcome, Anne, with your extensive experience and skills and reputation within the industry. I know you're going to do an absolutely fantastic job, so welcome aboard. And also, I believe this is our General Manager of Infrastructure and Operations' first meeting as a General Manager, so congratulations again, Chris, and look forward to your contribution to the city, so welcome. Also, welcome to UWA students studying a planning and governance unit as part of their Masters of Urban and Regional Planning. And I trust that you took note of Margaret Smith's very wise response to Mr. Ransom relating to a heritage issue. Sadly, we haven't really got any meaty planning issues on the agenda tonight, but you're certainly very welcome to come to any other meeting, of course, and see how we do operate. Also, pleased to announce the City of Perth infill street tree planting program, which is part of our urban forest plan, has received an award, and it is known as the Shade in Public Places Award, as part of the Public Health Advocacy Institute's WA Local Government Policy Award. And that award recognised forward planning, proactive initiatives and community consultation. I think the benefits and advantages of a green city are well known. So congratulations and well done to the staff involved. Thank you. Right. Moving on to questions by members, of which due notice have been given. I am aware that there are none.
Correct.
Thank you. Correspondence?
Yes, Chair Commissioner, we've received lots, but none that are appropriate for the agenda. They've been dealt with administratively.
Okay. A wise response. Okay, petitions, please. I'm not aware of any petitions, CEO.
No, Chair Commissioner.
Yes. Okay, matters for which the meeting may be closed. We do have two matters for which the meeting actually will be closed, and that is confidential for items 13, 14 and 13, 15. And we'll deal with those matters when the time comes. Moving now on to items of business for the Council. The standing orders provides that the Commissioners or Council can receive and discuss business items en bloc, and in this regard I propose to the Commissioners that items 13.1, 13.2, 13.3, 13.4, 13.5, 13.6, 13.7, 13.8, 13.9, 13.10 and 13.11 be moved en bloc. Do I have a mover?
So moved.
It's just been drawn to my attention that item 13.13 should have also been added to that list.
And item 13.13. Are you happy to?
So moved.
Thank you. Commissioner Kosova, happy to second. Okay, all those in favour? Motion is carried. Moving now to item 13.12, the appointment of commissioners to regional councils, a city convened working group, external organisations and statutory bodies. We have an amended motion here that all commissioners would have received. Is there a need to read this out, CEO, or not?
I'm happy to read it out, or it can be taken probably for the public record. It should be read out.
Yeah, thank you. I think that would be appropriate.
So there's an alternate motion that's proposed that Council 1 appoints commissioners to the following regional councils, city convened working group and external organisations. Regional councils 1.1, Mindari Regional Council, Commissioner Kosova, member and Chair Commissioner Hammond, deputy. 1.2, Tamala Park Regional Council, Chair Commissioner Hammond, member and Commissioner McMath, deputy. City convened working group 1.3, Perth Liquor Accord Subcommittee, the Chair Commissioner Hammond would be the member. External organisations 1.4, Committee for Economic Development of Australia, or in brackets CEDA, Commissioner McMath, member. 1.5, East Perth Community Safety Incorporated, Chair Commissioner Hammond, member. 1.6, Heritage Perth Incorporated, Commissioner McMath and Chair Commissioner Hammond, members. 1.7, Metropolitan Regional Road Group, Chair Commissioner Hammond, member. 1.8, Perth Convention Bureau Board, Commissioner McMath, member. 1.9, Perth Public Art Foundation Incorporated Board, Commissioner McMath, member. 1.10, Swan Bells Foundation, Inc., Commissioner McMath, member. 1.11, WA Local Government Association Central Metropolitan Zone. Commissioner Kosova and Chair Commissioner Hammond as voting delegates and Commissioner McMath as deputy voting delegate. 1.12, Study Perth, Commissioner McMath member. 1.13, Whole of Royal Perth Hospital Campus Steering Committee, Commissioner Kosova. Item 2, appoints commissioners to the following statutory bodies. 2.1, Heritage Council of Western Australia, Commissioner Kosova as member. 2.2, Central Perth Planning Committee, Commissioner Kosova member. So there's a planning matter, Chair. Item 3, nominates commissioners to the following statutory bodies for ministerial approval and approval by the Governor respectively. 3.1, Commissioner Kosova for the consideration of the Minister for Planning to appoint one commissioner to the Central Perth Land Redevelopment Committee. 3.2, Commissioner McMath and Chair Commissioner Hammond for the consideration by the Governor of Western Australia to appoint two commissioners to the Perth Theatre Trust Board of Trustees. 3.3, Commissioner Kosova and Chair Commissioner Hammond for the consideration of the Minister for Planning to appoint two local government members and an alternate member to the Perth Local Development Assessment Panel. 3.4, Chair Commissioner Hammond for the consideration of the Minister for Culture and Arts to appoint one member to the Library Board of Western Australia. 4, notes that the Chair Commissioner Hammond and Deputy Chair Commissioner McMath are members of the City of Perth Committee. 5, notes the Chair Commissioner Hammond is the Chair of the Lord Mayor Distress Relief Fund. 6, notes that Chair Commissioner Hammond is the patron of the Perth Public Art Foundation Inc. Board. 7, notes that Chair Commissioner Hammond is the City's representative on the West Australian Local Government Association State Council. 8, notes that Chair Commissioner Hammond is the representative to the Council of Capital City Lord Mayors, CCLM. And finally, number 9, notes that the Chair Commissioner Hammond is the City's representative at the Inner City Mayors Group.
Well done, CEO. Could I just suggest that item 3.3 includes Councillor McMath as the alternate member. Happy to include that. Commissioners, okay, is the Commissioner prepared to move the motion as read by the CEO?
Happy to move.
Thank you, Commissioner Kosova. Second?
Seconded.
Thank you, Commissioner Math. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Motion is carried. I now move on to item 13.14, which is a confidential matter. Could I seek a motion from the floor that Council move behind closed doors?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor McMath. No, seconded, Councillor Kosova. I'll put that motion. Those in favour? Motion is carried. I ask now, please, respectfully, that the those in the gallery please vacate the council chambers. You may return after the commissioners have given consideration to the confidential items. In accordance with standing orders, I'll now read out the motions that were carried behind closed doors. The first one is that Council approved the appointment of Mr. Rob Morrich as the external member to the Audit and Risk Committee, and also approves the role of Chair of the Audit and Risk Committee to not be held by the external member. That was carried 3-0. And the next item relating to the contract for the provision of parking management services to the Town of Victoria Park, Council authorised the Chief Executive Officer to negotiate and execute a contract to provide parking management services to the Town of Victoria Park for on and off street parking facilities for the following services: customer service, financial management, parking equipment maintenance and parking equipment programming. And that motion was carried 3-0. And finally, there a motion was carried 3-0 that council come out from behind closed doors. So that was the matters relating to confidential items. CEO, do we have any motions of which previous notice has been given?
No, Chair, Commissioner.
Thank you. Do we have any urgent business?
Nothing that I've been notified of.
Okay, thank you. Commissioners, do you have any urgent business which you wish to discuss or move?
Chair.
Thank you. On that basis, I declare this council meeting closed. And thank you all for your attendance and contribution. Thank you.